The care of the elderly in the U.S. comes from billions in taxpayer dollars that supports the giant Medicare program and an army of caregivers. An estimated 16% of Americans, 39.6 million of us, are providing unpaid care for an elderly person in our lives. One partner in this vast national effort may not be holding up its part of the bargain, though. An investigation by our partner, the New York Times, found that supposedly reputable care facilities across the U.S. are actually putting the elderly in danger at taxpayer expense. Here's Ken Chandler talking about his mom's experience at a facility outside of Sacramento.
I had visited her the day before. She seemed fine. I went back in the next day. She was completely bruised through her chest, the back of her arms, her back. Nobody was watching my mom. Nobody was really tending to her. They were just pushing her in a hallway or leaving her in her room to eat alone.
That's Ken Chandler talking to the New York Times as part of their investigation into the Medicare program. How widespread is this? Are Medicare's efforts to alert consumers about problem facilities working or not? Katie Thomas, reporter for our partner, the New York Times, joins us now. Katie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So what you've discovered here is that consumers trying to figure out how to assess a facility are really going to have difficulty based on what you found. Can you explain?
Yeah. So Medicare runs, they actually rate every nursing home in the country. And it's about a system that's about 5 years old. And they give each nursing home basically hotel style 5-star ratings. But what we found was that much of the information that goes into rating these nursing homes is actually self-reported by the nursing homes themselves. Medicare isn't doing a whole lot to check to make sure that information is accurate. So we found a few examples where it appeared that the nursing home's rating didn't match the actual quality of care.
So was the original impetus for these ratings the idea of regulating the industry, or was it more of a matter of Congress just getting itself off the hook by creating this system that looks good on paper?
No, what it was supposed to be, and is still supposed to be, mainly a tool for consumers. The seed for it started in 2007 during a congressional hearing when Senator Ron Wyden, he asked Medicare in a hearing. He said, "Why is it easier to shop for a washing machine than it is to find a nursing home for one of my parents?" And as a result of that, that spurred Medicare to set up this rating system. And it was supposed to be something that would bring a lot more transparency to the process and would help family members and residents, sort out this very complicated process of looking for a nursing home. And I should say, some advocates and others still say that it's the best thing out there. That they do find some value in it, especially for sorting out the worst performing homes, the ones that are getting a 1 and a 2-star rating. But when it comes to the upper ratings, the 4 or the 5-star, about half of nursing homes in the country have a 4 or a 5-star rating.
Hmm.
It gets more difficult and it's more problematic.
Well, to use your example from the congressional hearing then, based on your reporting, does the industry fail the washing machine test?
Well, in some ways, it may be just a false, it's not a fair comparison. I mean, a nursing home is a complicated place. You compare that to shopping for a washing machine, of course it's more simple to shop for a washing machine. So in some ways, it may not be entirely fair to make that comparison.
Well, how does the Ken Chandler story symbolize really what's going on nationwide?
So Ken Chandler, his mother, Essie Chandler, they were caring for her at home. She was 92 when she died until she fell and she broke her femur. And so like many families, they had about a day to look for a nursing home. She had been in the hospital. She could no longer they couldn't care for her at home. She needed to recover from this broken femur. And so they looked. One of the factors that they did look at was the nursing home compare site, the Medicare site. And they saw saw that it was a 5-star rated facility that they placed her in. They are now suing this nursing home. She has she had several serious falls, and then they ultimately pulled her out of the nursing home, and she died several months later. You know, what readers can take away and listeners can take away from that story is that the nursing home that she was placed in had a 5-star rating, but what visitors to that Medicare site wouldn't see is that it had a high number of consumer complaints, had a number of state fines, and also, like the Chandlers, it had about a dozen different families had filed lawsuits against the home in recent years. None of that was reflected in the federal site.
Does the Affordable Care Act change that at all?
There's three main factors that go into giving a nursing home a star rating. The basis for it really is the annual health inspections that state workers do, and that's the only component that is done by an outside observer. And then nursing homes can increase or decrease their ratings based on these two other measures. One of them is the staffing levels, and then there's a final one that's quality statistics, quality measures. It's basically measuring each patient on a number of different indicators. And if they do extremely well in that area, they can go, again, up a star or down a star. So the Affordable Care Act, one of the longtime critiques is that the staffing levels in particular are self-reported by the nursing homes and are not audited by Medicare. So the Affordable Care Act required that CMS, which oversees the Medicare system, use payroll data to verify that it was accurate. And so CMS says that they're working on that. They're testing it out in a few places, but it's still not up and running 4 years after the law was passed.
Is anything going to address, getting information like lawsuits and consumer complaints online to increase the transparency that much more?
Well, there are some consumer complaints that are reflected there. When I spoke to Medicare, they told me that they work as much as they can to try and not have that kind of a gap, and to try and make sure that states are enforcing the federal law. But they acknowledge that there is a gap. And one other thing that they told me was that it is noted on the federal site that state actions are not included in the score. But as we detailed in this article, sometimes there's some pretty significant fines that don't show up there.
Consumer beware. Katie Thomas, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on Medicare ratings and just how difficult it is to figure out the truth of them. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.